This is Willie Terry from WOC Radio Station. I'm here at Hudson Valley Community College, where they had a forum on women empowerment and this Women History Month. And I have here four of the speakers. Their name are
Dr. Tiffany Powell,
Markia Robinson,
Kathleen McLean,
Julia Anderson.
Oh, okay. I just want to ask you one quick question. Then I'm going to get to the food. What was the key point that you wanted to bring out at this forum today?
I think the importance of supporting students and to allow them to understand that women can just do whatever it is that they need to do, and that women are supported by each other. I think that there are a lot of things that restrict society, restricts women in a lot of ways, and I think that as women come together to support one another in education and family and careers and entrepreneurship, that they can find just encouragement and empowerment and strength in numbers. And so I think that coming together in this forum has really provided an opportunity to do that. So being here today has been great. I was just blessed to be able to be a part of this opportunity. This panel was wonderful to be a part of with these other amazing women. And so I was glad to be able to do it. So it was a wonderful day, and I'm glad to be able to be a part of it.
Thank you.
I think the most pressing point that I would like to make today is to just let the students know that it's okay to be who they are, to unapologetically be who they are, and that they are in control of their destiny. Whatever they want to do, they can do it. It just requires hard work and dedication. And as long as they stay true to who they are and what they want, that they can accomplish anything that they want.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I think one pressing point I really would like to emphasize is listening to the inner voice. That little voice is your compass for your journey. And to really listen to that inner voice, it will guide you, will direct you, will lead you, and it will never, ever steer you wrong as you move forward. And also trust that inner voice inside of you to continue to lead and guide you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. One thing I would like to stress is that we're going to go through challenges, and I wanted to ensure them that they learn how to embrace those challenges and turn them into lessons, not to stray away from it, like to go in full force and just come out on the other end as a survivor, as accomplished, knowing that they can get it done, because there are going to be many obstacles that come their way. And I just wanted to ensure that I pressed on, no matter what your obstacle is, you are and you can and you are absolutely capable of overcoming it.
All right. Thank you. This is Willie Terry here with another one of the panelists at the Hudson Valley Women Empowerment Conference, Dr. Chambers. And she was one of the panelists. And Dr. Chambers, what is the key point that you want to bring out today at this forum?
Well, one of the things I want students to understand, or any of the participants, that individually we have control over our lives, you know, like for the most part. Even when you have an issue, or what my students would call it, you know, like a speed bump, those things, you know, like do happen, but, certainly we have the perseverance, you know, like to pretty much resolve that issue if you really think about it, because there's one term in sociology that we use, and it's called the sociological imagination. And so you want to look at that issue to see if it's an individual issue or a structural issue. Like, in other words, if you were an individual that just lost your job, if it was only you, or just maybe two people, then you more or less want to look at yourself. But if there's a large layoff, then don't blame yourself. You need to look at another way, or try to find another position or something that you would be able to do if it meant that now you have to go back for training, you know, like, or what have you. But the bottom line is, we still have that kind of control if we're willing to really go inside our heads, think about what just happened, and have discipline to try to come up with a solution, as opposed to just wallowing in, whoa, woe is me, why is this happening to me? Well, things happen to everybody. And so these are the kinds of things I want everyone to know, that you can still persevere. There still will be, you know, like another way. You can help to create another opportunity, as long as you can still, you know, believe in yourself.
Well, while listening to you, you know, there was another point that I just wanted to bring out that you brought up that I thought was very key, and that was when you talked about the community, you know, not just getting a job, but seeing what you could, the skill of what you could do with that job and how you could aid your community.
Yes, I think that that is a key issue, and I find that when many people, when they, or whatever you determine is success, but what many people, when they deem something as, or find that they finally, you know, like have made it, they forget about all those, you know, like that, you know, like have left behind. They forget that some people probably didn't have that same opportunity, you know, like based on economic issues or where they live or pretty much, you know, like their zip code. And so it would be really great if people, you know, like value that. And because as the saying goes, to those of us that have made it, you do have that obligation, or at least hopefully you do, to want to give back to your community. And I think everybody, regardless of, you know, like who you are, where you live, whatever is your community, you, those are the people based on, it could be, you know, like based on race, ethnicity, gender. Those are the people that you want to try to go back, help, and lift one, as opposed to a selfish, you know, like attitude. Because let's face it, there's only so many material things that anybody needs or anything that, you know, like you should want. So life should be a little bit more, you know, like exciting and meaningful for individuals that have been disadvantaged because of things that just happened, and some of it as a result of being structural.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Dr. Chamber.
Oh, you're welcome, dear.
Dr. Chamber, professor at Hudson Valley Community College. And now this is Willie Terry again at Hudson Valley Community College at the Women Empowerment Forum, and I'm speaking to some of the organizers of that forum. And their name are?
Saima Mateen.
Gania Giwa.
Jerry Zunu.
Okay. And where y'all from before I ask that
one?
Yeah.
I'm from Afghanistan.
Afghanistan?
I'm Nigerian.
Benin.
Benin. Yeah, I've been there.
Benin.
I just want to ask you, what was the key emphasis that you wanted to bring out at this Women Forum today?
A huge aspect of this event was to highlight women that have gone through so much and are standing or are an authority in their, like, in their field. One thing that, why that was so important is because this is community college. So you meet, it's not your regular student pool. You see a lot of returning mothers, fathers, you know, people that are not your conventional students. And so we thought it was necessary to have people who have gone through unconventional pathways to come speak to students. That was one major thing we wanted to highlight. We wanted to also highlight women in different fields. So we had STEM, we had education, diversity, you know, have that show, because the theme was breaking boundaries. So show that you can be involved in anything you want to be involved in and turn it into a successful story. You don't have to follow this specific career. You don't have to follow this specific path. So I would say those two things were one of the major things that we wanted to highlight in this event. And
I don't think there's anything else to say.
Well, what did you think of the forum?
I loved it. I thought we had some amazing panelists. They all had some great advice for everyone, and they really made it worth our while. Like, we really enjoyed it, and we're really happy that we made it happen.
And the only male that's involved in the organizing of a Women Empowerment Conference, what are your thoughts?
I think it was pretty special to me because I don't usually have, you know, women to talk to me about their experiences. So it was really important to hear those stories so I can realize, oh, you know, my daughter is going to have to go through the same thing. So I should be prepared. As if she's like, if she has a conflict or something, or like if she's going through the same thing, I should be able to help her, give her the right guidance so she can trust herself and make good decisions.
And the forum was well organized, and it was a good forum. And you all are graduating. Yeah. And I just want to ask you where school you're going to next, so maybe whoever hears this, they'll be looking you up. Where are you going next?
I'm going to SUNY Plattsburgh.
I don't know yet. I applied to a bunch of schools, and I'm just hearing back from them, so we'll see. I'll make an informed decision. One of the schools I applied to, Columbia University.
And
I'm in the same boat as her. I'm still waiting back on decisions. I don't know where I'm going to go yet.
Okay. Oh, so you don't have a preference?
My preference may be Boston University, but or okay. Cornell.
And what are your majors?
Biology.
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 Computer Information System.
Okay. Well, wherever y'all go, school is going to prosper. All right?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you all again.
Thank you for coming, and thank you for the opportunity. Like, people that couldn't make it here would at least know what happened, and we really appreciate you taking time out to cover this event.
No problem.
Thank you.
Thank you.